Kenora, for hockey fans who enjoy seeing plenty of goals and fast, end-to-end action, the Kenora Civic Center was the place to be on Saturday night. In their home opener for the 2022-23 Sask East Hockey League season, the Kenora Cobras outlasted the visiting Coat Selects 9-8. In spite of the win, Cobras coach Darren Schwartz was not overly impressed with the play of his team. "I wasn't pleased with our effort," said Schwartz. After a strong all-around effort in Rokenville against the defending league champions last weekend in a game that we could have won, we played run and gun against Coat. We have to play a good team game and we didn't. We were very lucky to win. Schwartz was impressed by the level of talent on the Coat squad. "They're getting better and better as the season goes on. If they continue to work hard, they're going to be very tough to beat by the end of the season." In addition to the 17 total goals, the Selects scored 3 shorthanded goals, which is rare in any level of hockey. Coat took a 3-2 lead about halfway through the first period, but the Cobras scored 2 late goals to go ahead 4-3 by the intermission. "We played more of a structured game early in the second period, but we just kept letting them back in it," said Schwartz. The Cobras took a 7-4 lead early in the second. But 2 goals by Coat on a 2-man advantage tied the score at 7-7 going into the third. In the final period, Colby Jacobs scored a late goal to end the scoring and the Cobras hung on for the win. The Cobras outshot Coat 35-33. In addition to their 3 shorthanded goals, the Selects were 3-for-7 on the power play. Kenora scored once in 9 power play opportunities. For the winners, Sean Kolodziejewski of Hayes led the offense with 2 goals and an assist. Skylar Haladin also scored twice. Cole Rathgeber, Troy Zuliniak, and Aiden Tawiyako each chipped in with a goal and an assist. Bryce Pelichatti of Kenora was the other goal scorer. Casey Majdanek of Kenora led the playmakers with 2 assists. For the Selects, Zach McGriskin and Brennan Watson contributed 2 goals and an assist each, while Terrain Coat had a goal and 2 assists. Brooks Cochran added a goal and an assist. Other goals came from the sticks of Chris Cochran and JJ Fofanoff. Kylam Gervais chipped in with 2 assists. Even though, as a coach, Schwartz wasn't happy with Kenora's style of play against the Selects, he said a number of fans told him that they enjoyed all the goals and the wide-open hockey. Attendance for the home opener was 328. "It was nice to see so many fans having a good time, even if it was hard on the coach," said Schwartz. "But if we play more of a disciplined and structured game in the future, we'll be hard to beat." The Cobras' next game is at the Kenora Civic Center on Saturday against the visiting Wapella Blackhawks, while Coat travels to Rokenville to face the defending league champion Tigers.